Yes, we are the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9. The game. We're live from Falcons training camp up in Flowery Branch. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is back at the station and Gordon is on site with us. Reminder today that Terry Fontenot is going to be Fontenot. I was like, wait a minute, I said that wrong. Terry Fontenot is going to be joining us right at 8 a.m. today. And we're going to go in the huddle in a second. But we're seeing the guys work out right now at Falcons training camp. Mike, you've been through training camp. You've been through these workouts. Would they be working out any lighter today since pads are going on, or everything pretty much status quo?
They're doing what I would call right now activation style workouts, you know, like power shrugs, power high pulls, barbell RDLs, things like that. Nothing too crazy, doesn't look like. But no, I wouldn't say it's lighter. I just think that it's not. They're not activating the muscles you would think of as your core, like Olympic lifts. Like I don't see any like heavy deep squats going on or things like that. But no, I mean, look, you have to at some point, though, right? If you're practicing football at least every other day, you have to be able to have that upkeep. Now, a lot of that mass building, if you will, that strength training is kind of over, but you have to have the upkeep to be able to, you know, kind of keep it where it is. So it is the weight room right now is bustling, to say the least, and a lot of those, you know, barbells are on the floor. There are some in the racks, I'll put it that way, and then also some guys getting the upper body activation on some things like chin-ups, pull-ups, things like that. So it's good stuff, man. I you say that I went through this. These guys are their lifts are head and shoulders above what I was doing at this phase of my career. So that weight room going there.
Yeah, it's a lot better than what you had a hotel gym. They have a gym. I mean, a real weightlifting facility.
It's a beast in there, man. It's beautiful.
I thought it was interesting because Tyler Allgeier joined the man who you looked into the eyes of earlier, Allie, joined Sam and Greg on Saturday, and they're like, "Oh, what do you squat?" And he was like, "I don't know." He's like, "I just maintain. I just do three plates every time. It's just three plates on you know on each side." He's like, "It's just maintain. It's not. It's you know. It's not. We're not. He's not in the like Mike said. He's not in the phase of, well, let me go out here and go for a personal record or anything."
Yeah, a lot of that kind of ends, and I think that's one of the things. You know, I used to do some high school weight training and things like that. Hey, when you were in year three of the NFL, how much were you squatting? It's like, not as much as I probably was my junior year of college. You know what I mean? Like, it's just not the way it is. You start getting dinged up, and a lot of it is more upkeep when you start getting to a certain level, man. But, you know, these guys are obviously in there grinding, and love to see it, man. They're getting after it in there right now.
Yeah, that workout room is very, very busy. There's also a long line of fans starting to build up to come into training camp today. If you are on your way up here, put on that sunscreen, drink some water. It's going to be very hot. Reminder, we are in a heat advisory until 8 o'clock tonight. So that, conveniently, is during training camp. It is going to be hot, very, very hot today. Wear a hat, wear shorts, whatever you need to do to get through. All right, Dylan, let's go in the huddle. So Baker Mayfield had his contract reworked. He's now going to have $30 million of guaranteed money in 2026. That was a year that previously had no guarantees for him.
And we talked about this a little bit last year, Allie, where it seems like, and Bo can back me up on this, there has become this middle market of quarterback in the NFL, right? It's like you got your top tier guys, your top five or whatever that are making Dak Prescott money in $60 million a year. Baker is starting to ease that way because he's proven himself, but you've had the Geno Smith, the Sam Darnolds, the Kirk Cousins, the Baker Mayfield style contracts that are not quite to that level. I think Baker is just very comfortable where he's at. I don't see any reason the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, with the situation they've got going on, would not want to give him everything guaranteed for next season. He's proven himself to be a quality quarterback and a great leader inside that locker room.
Yeah, and I think Baker Mayfield, after the last two seasons, he's deserving of the – I mean, didn't he have like almost 40 touchdowns or right at 40 touchdowns
last year?
Yeah,
I think he was north of that. Yeah.
And maybe 14 picks. Yeah, he's turned into exactly what you thought he would be out of Oklahoma, and I don't expect Tampa to let him out of their sights. I would assume that a bigger contract and a longer contract is coming pretty soon because technically his last year with them is in 27. And I believe that's been voided or that can be voided and be unrestricted free agent. So it's an option there. So they've got to go ahead and lock him in soon moving forward. I would think maybe if he has another year like he did last year, they'll work on a long-term extension.
Wouldn't doubt it.
Well, the Broncos gave wide receiver Cortland Sutton a four-year, $92 million extension.
Y'all better get ready. Because
I was thinking the same thing.
Drake London is going to get paid eventually. If Garrett Wilson can get the deal he got, there's no reason in my mind that Drake London won't get that. And it'll probably be more because that's what happens. It always gets to be reset. And I'm happy for Courtland Sutton, obviously. You know, we got to deserve it, and they're gonna be good again. I think.
I don't think there's any doubt. I expect them to even be more improved than they were last year. I think Bo Nix in year two, everybody starts to settle in. That defense has got such a good defensive front, really kind of underrated in terms of what they are defensively. And that offensive line, man to man, as good as it gets in the NFL. I mean, they're kind of knocking on the doorstep of the Philadelphia Eagles when it comes to offensive line play out there. So, yeah, man, it's just when you have that rookie quarterback contract, you can do a lot of different things. Hopefully the Falcons, fast forward 1 year, will be dealing with a lot of the same situations.
Well, former Falcon Cordarrelle Patterson broke the news on Twitter that the Steelers have released him.
In Cordarrelle Patterson way, oh, my old broke-down body, if you've ever gotten to be around him and cover him, he's a fun player. He's a really good dude. Getting to be around him for what, 2 or 3 years here. It must be there at him, because I didn't think him and Arthur Smith would ever separate at this point.
Yeah,
I mean he brought him in here for his entire time he was here, and then immediately went and signed him in Pittsburgh. So I just think that for what he is and what his body has been through, he's going to have a tough time holding up. And he didn't hold up his last year here either.
No, he didn't. And, you know, it's interesting, too, when you bring up the kind of the cool dude he is, and I think this kind of gets lost on football fans a lot of times. One of the reasons he had as long of a career as he did and was able to completely transform a football player is because of that personality that he has.
Yeah.
Because of the relationship with the coaches, the openness and the willingness to have those conversations of, I know you're a wide receiver, but I need you to get carries in the backfield. I mean, you haven't had many people come into the NFL and completely change the player they are compared to what they were in college, the way Cordarrelle Patterson has. And so, yeah, man, an ode to him, if you will, of just being able to kind of laugh at the situation, man. They let me go on my day off, man.
Yeah, I think we forget, too. He's been in the league for a while now.
Long time.
He got a bad rap at Tennessee when he was there, and if this is it for him, I'm not sure if it will be. I'd like to think he'll latch on at some point this season with someone.
Yeah, maybe.
But man, he's done well for himself. It's kind of impressive.
Yeah, I agree. I completely agree.
Well, kind of an odd story to wrap this up. Christian Wilkins, who was released by the Raiders last Thursday. So apparently kissed a fellow player on the head, and his teammate took offense to it.
Well, that's not – it's one report that was on the Pat McAfee show that I think
– it was Schefter, I believe.
Schefter talked about. I had also heard – or maybe Pat McAfee's the one that talked about it, and then Schefter reported on it. But also I had read, and I don't know if it was Josina Anderson's reporting out, but somebody had put out that he was tickling somebody's feet or something, a player's foot. And I don't know. That's alleged. Alleged. I don't. It's alleged. It's just on the internet.
I say it one time. Alleged.
Yeah. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
They're all weird, and for that to be why you're released, Mike, means that there's a lot going on in the background. We heard the rehab stuff. That clearly has to be part of it. These things have to be part of it. I mean, I don't even know. I don't know how this works. Is that? I guess it's considered if you. Unwanted, sexual.
It'll be considered whatever they want it to be considered, far you want to take it.
I mean, technically, by the rule of the law, I've been through those videos.
Do whatever you want.
Technically, that's sexual harassment.
Yeah, you can claim it to be whatever you want. And here's what else I'll say about this, man. I saw, you know, there's some people that don't follow what Christian Wilkins is or some of these stories. You know, you get on the socials and there's this tweet that goes off about Pat McAfee and the fact that he kissed a guy on the head. The amount of people that are like, oh, man. Hey, these guys are so soft these days, they can't take a little bit of just playful. Here's the thing, dude. If you really think that that's the end of the story, that he kissed somebody on the forehead and then got cut,
right?
Then I've got news for you. That is so far from being the end of the story in this thing. That is the absolute tip of the iceberg when it comes to this story. So don't these guys are just soft, man. They couldn't deal with it. Shut up. All right, I promise you that there is probably a journal of situations like this behind this story, if that were to be one of the reasons. Now, do the Raiders want you to believe that's the reason? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. They don't want you to believe that's the reason. But, you know, it is kind of what it is. And that's the tip of the iceberg as far as I'm concerned in that storyline.
There's also a lot of videos about when he was at Clemson and in the NFL where he's a guy that'll grab you on the ground.
Handsy. Handsy in there.
It's
a little weird.
You know, grabbing is one thing. I mean, but where you grab is a whole different story.
Yeah, man. A little handsy. That's all. A little handsy.
Well, coming up, we have got Top 5 Tuesday. Mike is in charge of it today. Bo is already slamming Mike's list without even hearing it yet.
I am ready.
Imagine that.
Top 5 fictional athletes, Allie. And it's bulletproof. I'm just telling you it is, man. It's ironclad.
I don't want your life.
That is next with the Morning Shift live from Falcons Training Camp on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.